Sideline Sanity with Michelle Tafoya.
Why do they want to destroy the family, Alana? Why?
This is one of the major pillars of moving toward a Marxist society. They want to have a full control of the way our kids thinking. And one of the ways of doing that is controlling what's happening in school. Like Lenin said, give me your kids for 8 years and I'll turn them into good communists.
Sideline Sanity at SalemPodcastNetwork.com.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Coming to you live from Independence, Ohio.
You changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bring into light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
One and all, this is Pastor Joe Larson, and just temporarily sitting in for Pastor Ernie, who's preoccupied for a couple of moments. Welcome to the program tonight. As always, I'm looking at more material than we could get out if we had 4 hours on the radio, and we'd like to just welcome you all.
Hey, Joey. Joey, are you there?
Evening. Pastor, are you with us?
Yeah. You know what? It's an interesting thing. Boy, I'm going to tell you, I was just dealing with what we're going to bring, some of the clips that we're going to bring to people tonight, and it's got to do with what we've been telling people for a long time, that there's some horrible, horrible things happening with our children, and we're going to bring that out. The Democratic Communist Party is flush, okay, with not just with pedophilia, but with child sacrifice, many of it. I know people don't want to think about this because if they think about it, it makes them feel they should do something about it, and they don't want to do something about it, okay? And so,
well, that they have denial, that they don't want to believe that that kind of thing is happening in the 21st century. You
know? Right, so anyhow,
this is modern times. That doesn't happen, Pastor Ernie. You know that?
Well, there are those of us that are cut above that have to do it. The ones that have to do the standing up, the ones that have the courage, the vast majority don't have the courage. I mean, that's the major problem we have with the pulpits in the land today, such a dearth of courage. But I guess we need to praise the good Lord for that small percentage of those that are in the pulpit that do have the courage to stand. Because one can chase a thousand. One could chase
on the wall and warn the people, right? He didn't say we'd be popular.
One can chase a thousand, and two can chase 10,000 is what the Bible teaches. And so, again, we want to thank the good Lord for those the small percentage of those that are ready to fight. Now, with that, I wanted to say we have a whole lot to cover tonight, but because I was getting ready, and normally we stop and we go to prayer before we go on the air, and I had just started that when all of a sudden, boom, the thing came on, and like you said, the devil's, not just in the details, the devil's the prince of the power of the airwaves out there. So this tells me we're going to have a very powerful program tonight because we've already got the devil's attention, huh?
Exactly.
So I'm going to open in prayer, Joe. Let's pray. Heavenly Father.
Yes.
Lord God, Lord, again, my prayer, Father, would be that others around this country, all of those others, Lord, those around this country that love you, Father God, those that want to serve you, that want to hear those words, well done, my good and faithful servant, those people out there listening today, that we'd like to see again America, one nation under God, again the way it was, that And so, Father God, I'm asking, Lord, that these people would be exhorted to pray with me, Lord God. And so let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, Lord, we know that this is the days of sorrow that you told us about. This is the day, the evil day. And so, but we know that you've told us this, that we're more than conquerors in Christ. You have told us that he that is in us is greater than he that is in the world, and the devil knows that, and he hates it. So, Lord, as we're here tonight, we would ask, Father God, Lord, that you know who's listening, you know who should be listening, you know what they need to hear. So, Father God, this is what we're asking you to do tonight, is to speak through us and bring exactly that message that you would have to reach the hearts and the minds of the people, Father God, that they would be exhorted, Lord, to run to the battle, exhorted to say, here I am, Lord, send me. And Lord, again, that the people out there listening, those that would stand up and find the courage to fight, because we live in a very corrupt time. We have very, very corrupt leaders out there in the White House. We have a very, very corrupt man, a wicked man, an extremely wicked man, Lord. And I would pray, too, that you would raise up pastors that would have enough courage, like those of old. Pastors like Moses that called out Pharaoh. Pastors like Nathan that called out David, and Elijah that called up Ahab and Jezebel, and Samuel that called out Saul, and John the Baptist that called out Herod, Micaiah that called out Ahab, and Paul. Well, the Lord Jesus himself called out Paul, but Peter called out Simon the sorcerer, and also Peter called out Ananias and Sapphira. It goes on and on, Lord, and we would ask, Father, that you would raise up bold, bold, bold preachers that would have the courage to call out the wicked people, Lord, that they might repent before they had to burn. And so these things, now speak through us, let your truth, your whole truth, reach the hearts, the minds, exhort the people out there, Father God, to run to the battle so someday that they could hear these words, well done, my good and faithful servant. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All righty. Let's start, Joe, with Scripture in Romans chapter 1. Now, the title of the message was God Has Chosen Their Delusion. And we started with Isaiah 66, where the Lord says, I will choose your delusion. And here, one of the things we'll hit on tonight, Joe, is you're seeing that there was this like 26% movement from white women in this country away from the left and towards the right, because here the left has been telling that the American people, the American women in this country are so wicked and so evil, like the Democratic women, that abortion is the number one issue, that the right to kill their unborn baby, the right to kill their own born baby should matter to them. They believe they have a constitutional right. This is wicked to the core. I mean, absolutely, the Democratic Party is wicked to the core, Joe, that they could continue to propagandize the American people with their anti-Christ insane narratives, such as LGBTQ. You know, again, I heard a Baptist preacher say that stands for let God burn them quickly, okay? Or critical race theory, or transgender fantasies, or Common Core, or trans species now, or earth worship, etc. So after all of these such things are repetitious, and you remember in that book Hitler wrote, Mein Kampf? Even within there, Hitler was quoting, and he was quoting, trying to quote the opposition and saying that they'll tell a lie so long and so loud that they believe it. Well, so, but he was saying that supposedly against his opposition, but it applied to him. And just like it applies today to the left out there, to all of the so-called mainstream media, it applies to them here when you hear this transgender fantasies. When you take a look at here, again, they actually start, they're actually believing their lies, so. Let's go to Romans 1. Read. Yeah.
I was just going to say, God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. And then that's in Genesis 1:26, and then he says, so God created man in his own image, in the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. God did not say he made a mistake and he had people with the wrong gender, the wrong sex. What God does is perfect. It's sin that ruins the perfection of God, period.
Let's go to Romans 1, read verse 18, and then pause in verse 18.
All right. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness.
That word hold there, Joe, is the same word that we use in the Greek. It means suppress, that suppress the truth, that suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Now, today, we know all of the mainstream media, do they not suppress the truth?
On a daily basis.
What about the NEA, the so-called National Education Association?
It's been so long since anybody there told the truth, I can't remember.
What about all of big tech? All of big tech, Google, Facebook?
Well, their biggest lie is the lie of omission, not commission. It's still a great, great lie and sin.
What about the colleges now like Harvard and Yale who have come out and Stanford and some of these where courts don't want any of their lawyers to come in and serve, okay, as underlings in the court system because the corruption is so big, so heavy.
The corruption and the lack of knowledge because they are spending so much time learning about things like gender confirmation and all kinds of things like that, white privilege, and they're not learning anything about the law or the things they're supposed to be learning about how to think and, just general knowledge.
What about the entire public school system?
It is a system to brainwash and control the children so that the children will be good little servants of government. That's the purpose of public education in America.
So they all suppress the truth. Let's go with verse 9.
God's word is what is not allowed in school.
Okay, verse 19. Read verse 19 all the way down through 23.
Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things.
Okay, give me some examples of invisible things, the invisible things. Out there today because of these invisible things that you can't see, then, like it says here, God showed it unto them, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. Give me some examples of that.
Invisible things, like we know that there is an atmosphere, that there is a breathable atmosphere that we can survive in. We can feel the wind, we cannot see it, but we can feel it. Light that comes from far across the universe, we're seeing, in a way, invisible light. We're seeing light that was created long ago, just now getting to this earth. So in a way, that's we can see the light, but not the source, the creation of it.
Okay, what about us? Okay, what are we made up of? Do we have atoms and proteins and neutrons and all of these things?
And a lot of water.
Yeah.
We're made of a great deal of water, and all those other elements of the earth were made out of the dust of the earth.
So let me ask you this, have you ever seen one of your protons or atoms or neutrons?
No, I haven't seen an atom or I haven't the blood, actual red blood cell. I guess under a microscope. But you know
they're there, right?
Those cells. Yeah, we know they're there.
Okay, so what about gravity? I had a big misunderstanding and a controversy with gravity a month ago, and I lost my argument with gravity and ended up on a concrete sidewalk.
And centrifugal force, there's several things. Gravity, centrifugal force, you can't see, but they're definitely there.
So in other words, if I was here, Joe, show me some gravity, you wouldn't be able to pick some up and hand it to me, but you know it's there, right?
I know it's there. I can throw a rock, I can take a rock and drop it and say, gravity pulls this rock in down to back to the earth.
What if I ask you, Joe?
No. It's a feather.
Now, we know that there are some people out there that don't have a conscience today. It appears that they don't, but most people do have a conscience. But if I asked you, Joe, do you have a conscience, what would you say?
I'll say definitely.
Okay, so if I said, now show it to me.
Because I have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit that is takes the place of my conscience. He is my conscience.
So if I say, can I see it?
No, I cannot see it, but I know he's there.
Okay, so all things are held together by who?
By the Lord Jesus Christ. The Father put him in charge of everything in heaven and earth, and it's by him and through him that all things consist. In other words, continue on. He is in control.
Okay, so we're sustained then completely, right?
Completely.
So what about the entire...
those physical, metaphysical laws of the universe.
So in the universe, you have the planets that rotate around the stars and so on and so forth. Here on Earth, you have the tides and all of these things. Something is regulating all of that. Something is keeping that all in order, isn't it?
A total balance. Look at the balance that you would think that the way this universe is, it would be coming apart at the seams. Just look at the optical rotation of our planets. It's just perfect. The Earth doesn't get too cold, nor does it get too hot, and it stays within that delicate balance. And if you look at it mathematically and scientifically, it's a very, very fine balance between life and death on this planet.
Well, wait a minute now.
We've been doing it for a long time.
If you've been listening to the World Economic panel out there, they're saying people are dropping dead all over the earth because of global warming. We're having tremendous heat waves all over the earth, and people are dying all over the earth because of global warming.
We have people dying of the vaccine, and some of the sick and unhealthy people from the COVID and flus and other diseases, but most people die from cold, not heat. I hate to tell them that's the truth. More people die when it's cold than when it's hot.
All right, he goes on to say this, wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Now, who is the creature there?
Serve the creature is creation. They are worshiping Earth Goddess Gaia, the Goddess Gaia. They worship Mother Earth and not Father God, who did.
So what about people that profess that they are God? Remember, Obama said, "I am He. I am the One. I am the One. I am the One that you've been waiting for. I am the One that I've been waiting for." What about when? That Fox character come out and said that we dedicate this program to our Lord and Savior, Barack Obama.
Barack Obama, he did not refute it. He accepted what they said. He heard it. Any man in his right mind, when somebody would say something like that, would jump up and scream, "You got to be nuts. I am not God." But, of course, George Soros thinks he's a God. He said so.
Yeah, he did. What about Oprah?
Well, she says she is because she can determine her own salvation. She doesn't need God. She can fix her own salvation. So
only a savior,
God, wouldn't it?
Only a savior, okay, can bring salvation. Okay, so
right. So she claims to be her own savior.
Okay, now today I proclaim that America today has exceeded Sodom and Gomorrah in sin because of its technology. We have things today that I don't think they even had back in those days, where it talks about in their uncleanness out there today. Of course, we have this horrible, these Democratic women who are pro-death, pro-abortion, they're unclean. God's Word, the Bible, Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 34, makes it very, very clear that these are unclean women when their skirts are filled with blood of the innocent. But here, today you have these other things. You have, do you know what a cuckold is, Joe?
Yeah, that's a very bad position. It's a husband who lets his wife rule over him and humiliates him in front of other males that she is not married to.
Okay, and sometimes they even put him in a cage and watch his wife carry on with other males. Is this, would you say, some kind of a very bizarre perversion?
I would say it's extremely bizarre, and I've read about a few other things that are totally bizarre and alien to this world. There are people that one treats another like an animal, like a dog or like a pig, and there's some very strange things out there in the world.
That's what you call transspecies. Now, what about wanting to legitimize and normalize pedophilia? Okay, is that uncleanness?
Oh, definitely. I remember what Jesus said about harming one of the little ones. It'd be better for a millstone to be wrapped or chained around your neck and dragged through the depths of the ocean than to harm one of them. Sexually assaulting a child would definitely
even if you change the name from pedophilia to minor attractive.
Minor attractive persons, you could change the name to Merry Christmas and it would still be a sin.
What about LGBTQ, not only to legitimize, but to actually make it preferable, make it what they call lifestyle preferable?
Choice.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So the Bible says that would be an abominable thing, right?
Right.
Okay, what
it's
about...
clear on what sin is. He doesn't stutter. There's no wiggle room. He calls certain things exactly what it is, and then he says the wages of sin is death.
What about this transgender? This transgender, did God make men, women, and some of in between?
No, he made two. He made male and female, and he made the two to become as one, to join together to become as one. Not two of the like to become as one, or two, but the two opposites.
Okay, so here now, what about today? You have these things like swingers clubs. You've got, I guess they've been around a while, hot wives. Now, hot wives clubs are something new. And every time I turn around,
same stuff under different names. They've had sexual clubs for all kinds of deviations, for the lesbians, for sodomites, for mixed groups. They have, there's a wife swapping or group swapping party. There's really something for every sin under the sun.
Well, that's wife swapping. That's what they call a swingers club, right?
I guess, yeah. But sometimes you can swing with the same sex, so.
But there's something new. There's something that I just recently heard about, and they're advertising this out there on the internet. It's unbelievable, and these are called bang clubs. Okay, and they're, you know what, you've heard of gang bang,
right?
Well, they've actually have these clubs where they go where numerous men will commit adultery and fornication with one woman, and people will pay to do this. Would you say that that's really, really unclean? Okay.
Yeah, science is even science says it's a very unclean. It's a high risk thing for all kinds of sexually transmitted disease, and it is also very unhealthy for the person, female or male, who is the recipient.
Well, does it kind of remind you of when you have a female dog in heat with a bunch of these, with a bunch of the male dogs chasing around behind her, okay? Does that kind of remind you of these people?
That's more normal than those people.
Okay, so he goes on to this now. Read from verse 26 to 27.
For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of their woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working at which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meet.
Okay, so what does that word mean, unseemly? Unseemly, what is that?
It means wrong.
Unseemly, it means shameful.
It's not natural, it's not right.
The actual definition of that is shameful, and the recompense means what? Penalty. That's the recompense
penalty, yeah.
Means penalty. And the meat, when he says the which is meat, in other words, that was, it's what's due them. It's what's due them.
They got coming.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting because scripture where it talks about burned in their lust. Many, many years ago, I went to San Diego and met a pastor who had been a former homosexual gay man. And he'd become a Christian, and his ministry was trying to bring other sodomites out of the, lifestyle. And he was showing us places in San Diego. There were different clubs and gay bars and bathhouses. And he talked about how there would be weekends where these men would go to one of these places, and it would be an entire weekend of drugs and alcohol, constantly taking different drugs and having sex with multiple partners. And he said sometimes people would have sex 40, 50 times with totally different people, all fueled by drinking and uppers of stimulant drugs. And he talked about, he said one day he woke up and realized what the Lord was trying to tell him. This was lust of the flesh. It had nothing to do with love. It had nothing to do. He had been abused as a child, and this lust, this burning lust. And once he realized that it was sin, the devil controlling him, that's when he was able to ask for forgiveness, and the Lord healed him. And I'll never forget his description of one of those crazy weekends. It's like, this is totally unnatural. The body was not made, I don't think anybody was made to have sex 40 or 50 times in a 2 or 3 day period. It is totally abnormal. And he said, yeah, it was just this total drug-fueled lust.
Alrighty.
And he was so glad when he got out of it. He said it was like living in insanity world. That's how he put it.
Alrighty. Who knows? I'm going to jump ahead because of the time, 32. Who knows the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. And here, psychologists say that people that have no conscience today have what they call it a personality disorder, Joe, that is, it's almost impossible to treat, okay? In other words, there's another word for that, and it's called reprobate, given over to a reprobate
mind. Yep.
We're, I'm going to play a little clip. And we'll be back right after this clip.
That cold open, and I understand the audience loves these now, so we can compare and contrast. This plays to a key point in the Wall Street Journal today. And Richard Barish, you have told us this, and you have preached this for at least 6 to 8 months. That's where we love guys like you and Cortez are always look at the analytics and can spot what's happening. You said because of the issue set, you're going to see at some point in time a big shift in these numbers, particularly what the Democrats think is their stronghold, and that's suburban white women, right? Women overall, but particularly suburban white women, which they think they actually have a lock on because of all the issues they put up with Orange Man Bad with Trump. But you said, hey,
yeah.
Abortion and defending democracy is not in their top 20. They're the chief operating officer and CEO of the American family. They understand inflation. They understand the economy. They understand crime. They understand education. Let's throw the injections and mandates in there, all of it. Walk our audience through. You just saw right there, compare and contrast, what Morning Joe talks about and what they think is important versus Carrie Lake in that very matter-of-fact way. What did the Wall Street Journal say this morning? Sir, what's this analysis in the journal that really backs up what Richard Burris has been telling us is going to happen?
Yeah, and their poll came out yesterday, but they did this morning because it bears repeating. What they found in that poll, and they're not alone. We did. Now CNN's out this morning. Everybody is seeing this now. They're seeing it late. That's why, you know, somebody like Joe Scarborough is just dawning on him. But that's a 28-point swing from the suburban white woman away from Democrats to Republicans. And this is, you know, the Republican vote is always a very efficient vote at the congressional district level because they don't have to win the popular vote in the House as much as a Democrat does to do real damage. But when you do see Republicans start to, you know, 4, 5, even more, 6 points because it's being fueled by this this vote, this specific voting block. Steve, it's wipeout territory. I mean, now we're starting to extend into districts that they felt they had locked down. That this was a long-term trend. It's not.
Yeah, DeGrasse is going to join us at the bottom. We got a lot to get through. I just want to make sure. I want to repeat this because I want the audience to savor it. Their entire campaign was built around suburban women.
Yes.
This is, repeat that, 28% swing, sir, in 60 days, I think it is, 30 to 60 days, because
yes.
People are now focused on what's important about this election, this midterm, and how they want to make the madness stop. 28-point swing. I think Republican candidates now up 15%. This is what we saw, ladies and gentlemen, last November when we were the MAGA wing of the Youngkin victory in John Fredericks, came up with the strategy, War Room in Fredericks, gets all over and make sure we push, get MAGA focus, although Young can win their cup of tea, 100% support from MAGA. And guess what? Concerned moms, suburban moms will turn out over parents' rights, the injection, the economy, all of it. And people laugh, ridicule, and you got to be a rhino. Go ahead, sir.
You just took that right out of my mouth. I was going to say, think back to New Jersey, the swings we saw in New Jersey, even though Citarelli came up a little short. He could have won that with the support of the RGA, but even though he came up a little short, that's how you swing state of New Jersey 14 points. You swing Virginia 12 points. That's where this comes from. And there's a voter in the article in the Wall Street Journal in the original poll release. She's a single mom who lives outside. It's Allegheny County, which is Pittsburgh. She lives in a suburb outside of Pittsburgh. And she said, yeah, you know, I mean, the abortion issue means something to me. I would like, they want restrictions, by the way. But Americans tend to favor or fall down on the side of rights, even if you think generically about abortion rights. And she said, that's kind of important to me. But I went back to school shopping for my kids. Their clothes are more expensive. The grocery store, the cart is a little less, you know, a little less full because I just can't swing it. This is obviously, I've been saying this for months. They're not going to care more about abortion than they are about their ability to
Amen.
Feed their own family.
Amen.
I mean, this is, and for Mika Amen. And Joe and all of them to flip Amen. Out about it, because why? You're comfortable. Good for you that you are privileged enough to be able to have the privilege to care about peripheral issues that Americans cannot. They don't have the buffer that they have. And by the way, he's so upset about it, abused his wife on national television. Like, she's stupid. You're not listening
no,
to me.
That was,
if I did that to Laura,
you're not
Boyd,
listening to me. That was mansplaining. That was mansplaining.
Mansplaining.
Hey, Mika, what are you talking about? Your wife runs the operation. You and Fredericks are just front guys. You're just
right.
Pretty boys in the front. The wives run the deal. No, the mansplaining is unacceptable. Okay, hang on for a second, Barris. It is. Mika, Carrie Lake will come in and co-host with you and set things right. She won't let Joe pick on you. How about that? Carrie Lake will stand up for Mika and won't let Joe pick on her. That was unacceptable. Not cool.
It was.
Melody
it was.
Jennings, Melody Jennings. Remember, two things.
All right, we're back. Joe, let me ask you this. I've got an echo. Get that echo, Craig. Get the echo, because I don't want to keep talking to myself here. Okay. I'm talking. Okay, anyhow, until
you
get the echo.
You do that on your own, right, without having to be on the radio to do it.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, I'm just going to have to put up with the echo until he catches this thing. But there's, boy, the old devil's after us tonight. Let me ask you this. You're talking to a woman, and if a woman tells you, yeah, well, the most important issue to me is my right to choose, what would you say to her?
I'd say she has been totally brainwashed, because it's the issue should be about her family, her children, the future of her children or other relatives. And which just brings me, in Ohio today, there was a big seizure of fentanyl. Enough fentanyl to kill 190,000 people. This investigation came up with fentanyl, meth, coke, huge, huge bust there in what county? Butler County, Ohio, by the Butler undercover narcotics team. But right there in Ohio, 190,000 people. Now, I would think a woman would be concerned about that, especially with all the colored, candy-looking fentanyl that's coming in that looks like kids' favorite candies. And,
yeah, but Joe, here, I want to get back to the track, you see, because we're living in a time now, and finally he got a hold of the echo, it's gone, but... You see, if a woman was to tell me, Joe, that my right to kill my baby, my right to an abortion is my number one concern, I would tell her this, that you, okay, according to God's word, the Bible, you, okay, are a wicked woman. According to God, God has said you need to repent of that. You need to repent of that, because God has said that that child belongs to him, not you. He's placed a child in your care. And if you hurt that child, destroy that child, you're transgressing God's dominion. So you need to repent of that, woman. You really do. Or you can burn in hell. You need to repent and get saved. See, what if pastors and Christian, bold Christian men were to stand up, you know, and boldly and speak that way today? Hang on. We'll bring in one. John McTernan's up with us. Are you there, Big John?
I'm here, Pastor Ernie.
Okay, so we were just talking about this here. These, you know, the Democrats have been pushing this thing, thinking that the American women, wait till their number one concern is they believe they have a constitutional right to kill their children. That's their right. But all of a sudden, a lot of these women are saying, you know, I'm better than that. I'm better than that. And they're switching over. They've left the Democratic Party. But what would you say to a woman that tells you that her number one concern is the right to kill her baby?
Well, Pastor Ernie, that's really a tough question, because it's like a religious cult. I mean, how could that possibly be your number one concern? I'm at a loss for words. Because of there are so many pressing issues in the world, and yet this is your number one important issue, to kill your own baby. And I tell a pastor, and he flat out, look, no matter how what you're told, no matter how it's presented, it is murder. And that it'll be with you for the rest of your life. Only by the real faith in Jesus Christ and repentance can you be healed from what you've done.
So the wages of sin is death, is it not?
Absolutely.
Is there a reason that these young women that kill their babies have between the suicide rate between 6.5 and 7 times greater than women that give birth like they're supposed to, the natural way?
Pastor Ernie, through the years in my ministry for praying for people with broken hearts, a very, very, very high percentage of the women that I pray for have had an abortion, sometimes multiple abortions.
Yeah.
And it's devastated them.
Yeah, a lot of times it, you know, I've had to deal with it in council, a whole a lot of them that have become suicidal. And after that, then they come to me, and then we have to give them counseling and try to get them to, well, first thing, we got to get them saved, okay? Only then can they be healed. Now, speaking of that, the Department of Defense says military enlistment wouldn't be so low if women could just kill their babies. This is coming from the Department of Defense. Leaders are blaming the Supreme Court's Dobbs ruling for the military's poor job in recruiting and readiness. Okay, Department of Defense seems to be using Supreme Court overrulings of Roe v. Wade as an excuse to promote Biden regime's abortion agenda. The very, very wicked Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, on October 20th, 2022 memorandum, ensuring access to killing children, cites Dobbs versus Jackson's Women's Health directing the services to provide time of off duty from duty and travel expenses for service members and dependents seeking to kill their babies that are not available in their military medical treatment facility or the local community. There you go. This is pure wickedness. I mean, it's unbelievable. Now, here something happened, just broke today. 90 miles from tyranny, reporter Julie Kelly at the American Greatness is breaking news about General Mark Milley. We've been warning people, so why don't you tell us what that's all about, John?
Well, like you said, Pastor Ernie, it's just breaking today. But what I read looked that it was the real deal, what she was reporting. But that the January 6th was not conducted by, or that's not the right word, it was not under the authority of the FBI or the Justice Department, but the military, headed up by Milley.
Milley and Austin headed this whole thing up, didn't they?
And also Schiff, Adam Schiff, was involved in it.
And so...
I mean, this becomes a, like, a military coup attempt.
It is a coup. It's a coup, and it's high treason.
Yes, it is.
The problem with it is we don't have a Justice Department in place that to try these people like Milley or Austin for high treason, do we?
No. That's the problem, Pastor Ernie. When the head is corrupt like this, you know, what do you do?
Well, we're going to see. Now, let me ask both of you guys this, because here's one of my concerns, okay? You heard Joe Bama come out there tonight. Joe Bama was out there with his dark speeches. And now, what was he doing? He was saying that these those that believe that the election was fraudulent, that it wasn't a fair election, and he was saying now that the Republicans are not going to accept. The Republicans are not going to accept the results of this election coming up, the midterm elections. Now, here's what I'm wondering is why he would say this. We have a number of races. You have like five very important key senator races. We have a couple gubernatorial races and a whole lot of congressional races that are very close, within 2 percentage points, within 2 percentage points. Is it a whole lot easier, okay, to throw an election that's very, very close than, of course, that there's one that's got a big spread?
Definitely. And the one thing they've been on the talking about that on the mail-in ballots, and they were complaining that they should be counting the mail-in ballots ahead of time. And the reason they want to do that is they get an idea of how far behind they are, what they have to make up, and they're cheating. We've been talking for the past year or so about how the Dems are planning to do many, many, many of the same things that they did to cheat in the last election. This time, some of them on a smaller scale, but we brought up many of the situations. They're still pushing the mail-in ballots. They're still trying to, many states are trying to have the ballot harvesting and all this. So there's going to be a lot of cheating this time. A lot of states cleaned it up, but a lot haven't. So we're seeing some of the same scenario taking place, and they're just trying to tell everybody, no, there's anybody that says this wasn't a fair election's a liar, and we're right, and they're wrong, and they're trying to foment an insurrection, and that's what they're doing. That's their defense for running us into the ground and trying to bring about a communist revolution.
So now, is one of the reasons that the Democratic Party is so good about election fraud is they don't do it just domestically. They're involved in other countries. I remember very clearly how during the Clinton regime, when Clinton was in, he sent the fellow called the Snake over there. They had his bunch, and they overthrew the election and took removed Netanyahu and put Barak in. Now, recently, Team Biden has been bragged about rigging Brazil election against President Bolsonaro before Election Day. And so now you've got all kinds of people in Brazil. They're rioting. They're rioting because they know.
Huge riot. I saw the pictures. It was incredible. The people on the beach looked like one of those things you see with the army ants or swarms of bees. It was the number of people protesting. They made it sound like, oh, there were thousands. No, there were tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people protesting, major protests, and the news media is playing it down, 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 like, well, there's a few people out there, but it was a gigantic demonstration.
Just like here in America, you know, where Joe Obama was on TV tonight talking about those of us, he calls us the mega people. You know, you're talking about a half of the entire nation, more than half of the entire nation. Joe Obama, had called us various names in the past. But here's a guy that is so corrupt. Here's a guy that his own daughter has said that he would make her take showers with him. Here's a guy that is totally corrupted, that is totally crooked out there tonight, out there talking. Now, here's what concerns me again, and tell me what you think, because when he says, and folks out there, this is something you need to pay close attention to, when he says that they're concerned, the Democrats, that the Republicans will not accept the election. So they must have, and I know that, look, if a bird's alive, you throw it up in the air, it'll fly. That's what birds do. If a fish is alive, you put it in the water, it'll swim. If a Democrat's alive, it will corrupt. It will corrupt things. It will do illegal and corrupt things. And election fraud's one of the things that they can't help themselves. Okay.
Pastor Ernie, do you remember? About a month ago, we talked a couple shows about Bill Gates saying that civil war was coming to America over this election.
Yeah. Yeah, he said that the election is going to end up, it's going to cancel itself out. In other words, they believe, I have the feeling, this is my feeling, that they believe that the fix is in, that they've got the fix in well enough, okay? And they've got all of the fake news media to try to back them up, including one half of Fox News. I'm sure Brett Baer would and Susan Smith and the others, Neil Cabuto, would do exactly like they did last time. They will go along with the election fraud. They will. They would go right along with it. So,
well, back you up on that. This election in Brazil, the U.S. government not only meddled, but some time ago the CIA chief was down there and told the president, the elected president, Bolsonaro, that they couldn't challenge election results. And right now, after this election, the courts in Brazil say, no, we won't hear any cases about election fraud. The media is not going to report on anything dealing with election fraud. Does this sound familiar? The Biden administration is putting out information that they accept the election, that they will not listen to any ideas otherwise about election fraud or cheating. The person that won the election, Da Silva, is a known criminal, and he is the one who wants to bring the Chinese communists into Brazil, which would kind of help turn all the rest of South America over to the Chinese communists. So the Bidens, again, are supporting someone who supports the Chinese, who are taking over South America as we speak, and the news out there, you won't find hardly anybody talking about China's taking over of South America. You know, the Belt and Road Initiative, it's just no news at all.
And it makes you wonder, all this stuff about Taiwan, what's real and what's not real with it? I mean, if Biden is, the Biden administration is so intent on pushing the Chinese communist agenda, well, why are we then fighting them over Taiwan?
Well, I don't think we're going to.
I think Biden is just saying stuff to kind of cover what's really going on. I don't think the Chinese believe him for a minute.
Exactly.
The now, Biden crime cartel is owned.
Pastor Ernie, Biden did say that there were going to be several elections that wouldn't be decided for 3 or 4 days afterwards.
Right.
How would he know that?
Well, let me ask you this.
He said they can't count the mail-in ballots quick enough.
Who always, whenever they have a recount, who always wins the recount? Who always does? The Democrats.
Well, like almost the Democrats always do.
Almost always, Destin.
Yeah. Why is it? Because that's what they want. They need the time to corrupt. The party is completely and totally corrupted. That's the only way they can win elections is by doing what they're doing, by corruption. Now,
Pastor Ernie, if all sorts of new people now, I mean, from everything I'm reading, is this, I think it's 40% of the Spanish people are turning out away from the Democrat Party. The black people, significant numbers, are turning away, and a lot of women voters are turning away. So what's going to happen if, because remember, we've said, Pastor Ernie, they can't let us win. They can't. They've got to do something, because if we win and get in power, they're finished. So what's going to happen if they do think what they're going to do, what we think they're going to do? It's going to unsettle a bigger, even number of people in the nation.
This is why I think you're seeing
huge percentage of the Americans that's saying, no, you're not governing us. No.
Right. Well, this is why people have to, you've got to get out and you got to vote in huge numbers. We've got to win such big margins that they can't pull off these close elections. We really have to do it in large. We're coming up to a hard break. When we come back, we'll pick it up on the other side. So this is very interesting what we're talking about. Be right back with more.
Fight the fight.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries. 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
Border Battle, the new six-part documentary series, puts you on the front line of America's southern border and rise of the deadly drug fentanyl.
The overdose death crisis in this country is directly linked to Cartel Jalisco New Generation and the Sinaloa Cartel and their labs.
Fentanyl is 50 times more powerful than heroin. 3 grains of fentanyl would kill you.
Tens of thousands of Americans have died, and our southern border is a drug cartel war zone.
Now they have sophisticated weapons, tanks, they're dropping explosives on their competitors right by the border. We've never seen this before in the history of the country.
Border Battle shows a border crisis like never before, with exclusive footage exposing the consequences of illegal immigration, drug trafficking, and decades of government neglect.
This will get worse before it gets better.
Watch Border Battle from Turning Point USA. Download this shocking six-part series now at SalemNow.com. That's SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.